Sex Machine by Astolat, an American Idol RPF featuring Chris Adam, rated explicit, read by Lunate8. The box showed up during tour rehearsals, and since Adam had all the self-restraint of a 3-year-old on Christmas, he opened it right there on the spot, and then started laughing so hard he fell over sideways onto the floor and lay there wheezing. "What is it?" Allison started trying to poke into the box, and Adam lunged up, smacked the lid back down so fast she had to yank her fingers back quick to avoid getting caught, and hauled the box back against his chest as he fell back down to keep laughing. "Not for you, baby," he managed to get out, choking, and she glared at him. "What, is it like sexy outfits or something?" she said, and then she poked at his stomach. "It is. I bet it is. Are you going to wear it on tour?" Adam went off howling again and said, "No, honey, it's not an outfit." He finished catching his breath and carried the box off to his dressing room, which was everyone's cue to guess what was in it. Lil voted boots, even though Allison pointed out that was part of an outfit. Danny thought in kind of a breathless way that maybe it was drugs. "You know, pot or something?" he said anxiously. "No, I would have smelled it if it were pot," Scott said. "That's a really strong scent. It's easy to pick up." "Oh," Matt said. Sarver just rolled his eyes until the choreographers came to take the girls to the next room to practice their routine. "Some freak show sent him a vibrator or something," he said, cuttingly, after they were gone. "Oh, it's way more exciting than a vibrator," Adam said, coming back into the rehearsal room. He beamed at them all. "Are we ready to go for it again?" Chris didn't bother guessing, because he figured he'd just ask. He caught Adam carrying the box to his car after rehearsal. "So?" Chris said, jerking his chin at the box. Adam grinned at him. "If you really want to know, you can come over and help me put it together." Chris wasn't going to admit it, but he would have taken a weirder invitation. The thing was, Adam was home here. He could go out with 10 different people for every night of the week without running low on friends, and if he ended up alone, he could walk out the door and into any club and find 10 new ones without trying. Chris got that. So he didn't ask Adam to hang out more than once a week, and he went to lunch with whoever asked him first, instead of checking what Adam was doing. And past that, he let Adam make the moves. He felt lame enough wanting to be around Adam all the freaking time without actually letting himself get away with it. "I'll get my car," he said, and then privately rolled his eyes at how happy he was when Adam said, "Skip it and stay over. We've got to be back at 7 tomorrow anyway." He showered in Adam's guest bathroom and padded out to the living room in a spare t-shirt and sweatpants, and found Adam with most of the box already spread out over the floor, frowning at an instruction sheet that looked like it had been written by IKEA and translated into Japanese. "So what the hell is it?" Chris said, getting a beer out of the fridge. "It's a sex machine," Adam said absently, and Chris nearly spit out all over it. "Seriously?" he said, his voice going up, and Adam looked up and laughed at him. "Yes, seriously," Adam said. "I said it was more exciting than a vibrator." "I thought it was going to be an ice cream maker or something," Chris said. "Chris, if you think an ice cream maker is more exciting than a vibrator, you've been using at least one of them wrong," Adam said. "Here, hold that. I think that's the mounting shaft." Chris took the long metal pole and stared at the end. There was a bracket with straps attached. "Did they leave out a part?" "You put in your own dildo," Adam said cheerfully. "Should we get Chinese or Thai?" The fun really started after dinner, when Adam broke out the vodka and the ice cream. "Shut up, you gave me a craving," he complained. Both of which went down way too quick when they were trying to figure out which way the legs went. Somewhere in there, Katie called him, and Chris had to ignore the call because he couldn't figure out how the hell to explain that he was in the middle of helping Adam put together a giant sex toy. "How did I get into this?" Chris said, tossing the phone onto the table, and picked up the next piece. "Think this goes in back?" "Wait, wait," Adam said, after they spent 10 minutes trying to wedge it on. "No, look, I think those loops are to attach wrist cuffs." They finally got the whole thing put together in the middle of the floor. Pretty fucking scary looking, if you asked Chris, with the piston looking kind of like a rifle barrel and an optional stand on the other end to attach a freaking collar. "Does anyone ever actually use these things?" Chris asked. Oh, absolutely, Adam said, coming out of the bedroom with a box of dildos. I don't know that I'm on board with this model yet, though. The hands and knees on the carpet thing, not necessarily so much fun. We could stick the beanbag chair in there, Chris said, and dragged it over while Adam fiddled around trying the different sizes. He kind of loved that Adam had the lame-ass dorm room thing, even if it was in black leather, and it fit pretty well. The hot pink dildo made the machine look more hilarious than scary, too. They stood back staring at it, and then Adam said, "We bowling for who goes first?" "We're going to need way more vodka," Chris said, forgetting that the drunker he got, the better he got at Wii, so in half an hour he was both pretty well baked and getting bent over the beanbag. Chris yelped ticklishly and squirmed as Adam pushed his pants and boxers down, and it all seemed so hilarious. Both of them just kept giggling like idiots, until Adam had to stop and bury his face against the small of Chris's back laughing before he could finish adjusting the height. Chris let his head and arms flop down over the side of the beanbag, still giggling with his face smushed into the leather, and Adam said, wobbly with laughter, "Okay, this is going to be cold." And Chris said muffledly, "Yeah, okay," and then squealed, "Jesus!" as Adam rubbed the lube on him. They both cracked up again. "Chris, I want you to know I deeply respect how manly that sound was," Adam said. "You have a hand on my ass, man. Just shut up," Chris said, swatting vaguely at him. And then Adam said, "Okay, here we go," and pushed the dildo into him. That was when it belatedly dawned on Chris that he was for real about to get fucked up the ass. "Hey, Adam," he said, a little squeakily, but the dildo was small and sleek, and Adam had gotten him pretty thoroughly wet, so it was sliding right into him. Chris had a moment of trying to lean away from it, except he was planted pretty firmly into the beanbag, and Adam was steadying him with one hand on his waist, so he didn't get very far, and then the thing was just in him, all the way. "Okay?" Adam asked, rubbing circles in the small of his back. "Not really?" Chris said, staring upside down at the floor. Except actually it was fine. It was all right, once he got used to it. It didn't hurt anyway. Felt more weird than anything. Then Adam said, "How's this?" and did something with the dildo that made the funky, clenching feeling start in Chris's guts. "Oh," Chris said, and cleared his throat. He stopped, because he couldn't say it was good, exactly. More like in a back rub when someone jammed a thumb into a knot in your neck to break it up. "Great," Adam said, though, and then he flipped the machine on. "Hey," Chris said a little hoarsely, as the dildo started rocking in and out of him. It was just sliding a couple of inches back and forth, but over and over and over. Double time, and the weird heavy feeling was spreading up his spine and down his thighs, his breath starting to pant out of him, and he was shivering all over. He clutched desperately onto the legs of the framework. Adam came around and knelt down in front of him, tipped Chris's face up. His hands felt cool. Chris realized he had broken out into a sweat. Adam said, "Chris, I'm going to turn it up now." He sounded weirdly far away. "Yeah," Chris said, his voice coming out choked. And then the machine started pushing in further, going a little quicker. The dildo started to slide easier, and Chris said, "Jesus," and twisted his hips, helplessly, trying to get more. Adam stroked along his cheekbones, petted through his hair, until Chris blindly turned his face up, and then Adam groaned low and bent down to kiss him, nuzzling hungry kisses and bites while Chris panted wildly into his mouth. Chris swallowed desperately and said, "I could, you, if you," against Adam's mouth, his eyes shut. "No, baby, I need you to be able to tell me to stop," Adam murmured, nuzzling at him. "Anyway, I want to fuck you after." "All right, yeah, that's," Chris said, incoherently, thinking about Adam's cock pushing into him like this. The machine pounded happily away at him, and Adam kept kissing him, and Chris felt like he was getting taken apart at the seams. Adam worked him through another half hour before he decided Chris had had enough, and then he mostly peeled Chris off the beanbag and took him into the bedroom. Chris sprawled weakly out on the bed, his arms and legs like jello, his cock incredibly hard against his belly, and tipped his head over to watch Adam strip. It was a weird kind of doubled vision, like going back to being roommates again and getting ready for bed, just hanging out and easy. But then on top of that, suddenly getting how hot Adam was, checking out his cock, his body, thinking of it like something that was going to work for him. Adam climbed onto the bed and tipped Chris's face up to kiss him again, licking into his mouth with that crazy tongue of his, smiling and heavy-lidded. "All good?" he asked, kissing Chris's temple and sucking on his earlobe, dropping a few bites along his neck. "More than good, man. Come on," Chris said urgently, letting his hips lift and press his cock against Adam's belly, rubbing against him. "Mmm," Adam said, nuzzling. "Turn over, baby." Chris managed to roll over, and Adam lined up their hips and started to push into him, hot and slick and big. Chris groaned and shoved his face into the pillow. "Just so we're clear," Adam said, nipping at Chris's ear again as he started working. "You are coming home with me every night from now on, and I am accepting absolutely no argument." "I guess I can live with that," Chris said. The end.